Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed jokes.
Speed jokes.
Sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Hey, this is John Williams. I'm not in the studio today. You remember this one? Hey, Mary, Dave, Steve, John. Thank you for making us laugh and smile. What would the greatest hockey player in history be called if he would have chosen not to play hockey? Well, that would have been Wayne Gretzky. What did the skeleton drive to the hockey game? He drove the Zamboni. This is from Maureen. How do you make John Williams laugh on Monday? You tell him a joke on Friday. Really funny, Maureen. I bought a hairpiece yesterday for $50. Bought a hairpiece for $50. It was a small price to pay. Oh. What's a mouse's favorite game? Hide and squeak. What does a frog drink when it wants to lose weight? Diet croak. What do you call an elephant that never takes a bath? Smellephant. What do skunks eat for lunch? Peanut butter and smelly sandwiches. I got a bunch of these. Stay with me now. Where do skunks get their news? They watch the Smelly Vision. What does a skunk use to gaze at the stars?
A smelloscope.
Smelloscope. What's a fish's favorite game show? Name that tuna. All right. Inspired by our friend Allison Larson. Remember, what do you call it when banana eats another? That's cannabananibalism. What do you call it when three cannabananibals form a singing group? Well, that would be the cannabananarama-bananibals. And what do you call it if the cannabananarama-bals come from Montreal?
The Canadian canana banana.
I've got it here, Dave. It would be the canna banana rama banana balls.
Speed jokes.
Send your best speed jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We need new ones. And remember, you can always find them at WGNradio.com/speed jokes.
That's right. John Williams, John Hansen here. Speed joke sponsored by Team Hochberg. I'm going to do a few. Dave, I know you were looking forward to this.
Oh, I was counting on it. Are you kidding?
All right. That was some fake enthusiasm. I appreciate it.
No, not
it.
Fake at all, John.
All right. Here we go. I tried to organize a professional hide-and-seek tournament, but it was a complete failure. Good players are hard to find.
That's your second hide-and-seek joke in 2 days.
Oh, the peekaboo in the ICU.
Yeah.
Well, they're strong, Dave. Okay.
Yeah, they are. Very strong.
A slight tinge of judgment in your voice on
no,
that.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, this is my one potty humor joke of the day. I guess I give away the punchline, but why did the pencil smell so bad? It was a number two. I know. Oh. That's for the children out there. Anyone in the car listening, maybe a kid driving with his folks, that's for you. Okay. I had a priest perform an exorcism for my house, but I never paid the bill. It's been repossessed. Nothing, Steve? I can't get Steve to chuckle here. Come on, Grzanich.
Repossessed by a ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, this is a good one. What do you call a fear of giants? A fear of giants. Ready?
Yeah.
Fee-fi-phobia. Oh, thank you. Which weighs more, a gallon of water or a gallon of butane? A gallon of water or a gallon of butane? The water. Butane is a lighter fluid.
Aww.
Oh, no. Aw, there. That's incorporating science. That's bringing in different fields there into one joke.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, last one. What do you call James Bond taking a bath? Anyone? James Bond taking a bath.
Let's see. Double O.
Okay, let's work it out. Anyone? Bubble 07.
H2 bubble. Oh.